Episode 480 of Global from Asia podcast, looking to scale your e-commerce business with an army of affiliate creators. In 2026, as tariffs bite and ad costs soar, today's episode delivers the blueprint to build authentic creator partnerships that drive sustainable sales and set your brand free.
Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business is broken down into straight up actionable advice.
Our first episode of 2026. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yes, Lisa, kicking off the year strong. We're now over 13 years into this podcast, breaking down the real challenges and opportunities in global business. Many sellers are feeling the squeeze from tariffs, AI disruptions, and shifting platforms. But today's guest brings serious inspiration.
Absolutely. We're diving into the creator economy with Jane Santichaivkin, affiliate creator incubation expert at TikTok Shop. Jane, welcome.
Jane's journey, raising funds and venture capital, now bridging traditional brands with explosive live commerce and affiliate growth. Perfect for forging your own path in 2026.
Global from Asia, where the daunting process of setting up and operating a global business is broken down into straight-up actionable advice. Let's jump in.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into our Global from Asia show. We have with us a guest I've gotten to know a few times this last couple of years, Jane Santichaivkin.
Yes.
Yeah, I got it. And she's based in Bangkok, and I always remember you've listened to some of these shows earlier on in your journey, and you have quite a great already early career, in my opinion, working with fast moving consumer goods and venture capitalist, and now with TikTok, with the affiliate incubator program. So quite a great lineup of experiences already, Jane, and thanks for coming on to the show today.
Yeah, thank you, Mike, for the opportunity to let me join the podcast. Yeah, it's quite surreal for me, actually, because I listened to this podcast since I was in the freshman year in the university. Amazing. So it's many years ago already.
Yeah, it is amazing. I was just, 13 years now we've done this show. So it's pretty insane. It was up to depends how you count them, because some of the shows were not, but almost 500 shows, straight shows, normal episodes. But there's a lot of we did sub series and things too. So if you really count those, it's over 500 already. But it's great to have you. I'm still learning. I'm excited to learn today with what you're working on and how you can help us. We're going to talk about, something I think all of us have been learning about is how to grow e-commerce businesses with affiliate creators, incubator programs into this year, 2026. And beyond. How did you get excited about e-com and into where you are now? Where's your origin story, Jane?
Yeah, sure. Firstly, after I graduated, I joined the FMCG first. And it's rooted from my childhood dream that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, right? But after I joined FMCG, and I thought that I'm more interested in tech and more of the scalable style of business. So that's why I joined the venture capital fund. And at that time, the fund has just started. So I work as the fundraising manager to raise the fund for that venture capital. And after I worked there around 3 years, I still found myself that I'm still into entrepreneurship. I like to build something. And maybe in the future, I can be the investor. But at least one point in time, I need to be entrepreneur. Cool. Yeah. So that's what moved me from investor back to the entrepreneurial side. So that's why I joined TikTok Shop to see more of the entrepreneurial opportunities. And also for the things that I am excited about in this year, as we all know that e-commerce has experienced high growth for many years already, right? And someone might think that, is the growth is slowed down or is it stagnant already? But from what I have seen, it still has experienced very high growth throughout the last year, and especially on the live commerce, because when we see that the number of people who view the live stream, it's still increasing, experiencing very high growth. And it can mean two things, right? That first one is like more number of the users watching the live stream. Yeah, the newer users watching the live stream. Or another thing that could happen is like the same user watch longer hour of the live stream, which make this number like getting higher. But I think it's like both cases. So that's why for me, this is not too late to join the live commerce like sector or area.
Well, that's good to hear because I'm still not doing it. But I feel like it's been a pleasure to see you at some of our events. You also spoke at our summit just this couple months ago. And we know Can, he's been on the show, Can Chan, a couple times. And he's my friend. And he's always talking about TikTok. And I don't know, like, honestly, we have a mastermind in Samui, in March. Some of our bigger sellers are just saying they still want to know TikTok. They still want to know these creators. I think so many of us, myself included, are still struggling to adapt. And I'm glad to know it's still not too late. I feel like so many years I keep thinking I need to try. So I'm glad to hear it's not too late.
Yes.
And that's good to know.
Yeah, definitely not too late. And I think there's a lot to improve as well as a current sellers, even if it's a sellers that already joined like live commerce for a very long time, there's still like a huge room for improvement as well.
Okay. So yeah, we have an outline here. I don't always stick so strict to it, but the idea here is we're in a new year. Everybody's gets New Year's always exciting, right? So we're halfway through the decade of 2020. And what I still think a lot of people are still Amazon in this listener group or Amazon sellers or a little bit more old-fashioned. One I almost call them, they become friends of mine, people in the community. But one person's having trouble on Facebook ads. They're so expensive now. They're not converting. What is the somewhat you're saying, but live commerce, like what? I still don't really know what that even means. Do I have to start? I can do podcasts, right? I got my lights in on me and my microphone here. Does it mean I have to be this? I think a lot of sellers like to sell without using their face or without having to. They're like inbound marketing. Does that mean I have to go and hire people and have workers or can? Isn't there different ways like creators? So I shouldn't have to do it myself. If that's what you're focused on, is finding other creators to promote my products. Is that what it is? I'm still honestly still trying to grasp it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, sure. So I think for the sellers to grow the sales, right, we have two main routes to grow. The first part is through our own content and also like through Shop Tab, right? And the second part is through affiliate creators where we have someone doing the content but sell our products. So for the live commerce, actually we can do both ways. Like we can sell it through like our own live stream in our own channel, sell our own product, like hiring some MCs, like some employees to go live and sell for our products. And the second part, the second way is to incentivize the affiliate creators to pick our products and sell our products in their channel, in their live stream. So there's two way. I think both way has like its own pros and cons. So if we wanted to do live commerce in our own channel, this one we have all of the control, right? Because like we can decide when we will go live, how often, and like controlling the cost. But for this part, I think the cost itself is higher because we need to hire the people to go live from our own channel. But for the affiliate part, I think this one is more tricky. It has less cost because we normally didn't hire the creator to go live for us, but we give them some incentive for them to go live. And I think this part is quite hard for us to, let's say, build the network of the affiliate creator who will sell our product consistently. And also to design the incentive inside, design the program to engage them for the long term. So,
So
yeah.
is of those two, we should do I don't know, both. Do I have to do both, or should I just, can I just do one, or should I do, it seems like hard to do even one, right? So to do both.
Yeah, so we have the growth path for the, it's like a seller growth path that we normally see. So the sellers would normally start it to sell through the shop tab first because it's the, I think it's the easiest one to optimize the name of the product, the description, and also like how the product looks like in the shop tab. But after that, the seller should consider growing the sales through own content, which is the short video and also the live stream. Yeah, normally we would recommend the sellers to do own content first because it's easier to make it consistent. And after the sellers has like strong fundamental in both like shop tab and own content, then we can start to build our own affiliate network.
Okay.
But in the long run, the sales week will come from the affiliate networks the most.
Got
That's
it.
the input. Yeah, that's the interesting part.
I hope, again, if you need me to edit this out, I will, but can I have a store in US if I'm in Thailand or if I'm in China, or do I have to get like really complicated like VPNs to trick my location? Because it seems that's what we have to do to sell in the US from Thailand. I don't know if you.
Yeah. Actually, I have discussed this with someone in the summit as
Yeah, I
well.
think all of us are asking this because our community sells. We live in Asia or we travel around the world, but we mostly sell in the Western
Yeah,
markets.
understand. So for the opening shop, I think we need the like some tax number or some like social security number on that part, I'm not so sure. But after we already have the shop open, then things are easier. So you can live stream from, let's say, Malaysia, but live stream to the US by opening the VPN. And yeah, it works. I already tried when I was in China and I live streamed to the Thai audience. Yeah,
Okay.
and it works.
Okay.
Yes, with the VPN.
I'll have to try. I'm pretty advanced at these things, but even I've tried and it worked for a little while, then it got flipped back to Thailand after it was in the US, and a few of my other seller friends got it working in the US with VPNs, but then later we'd detect Thailand and flip it to Thailand shop. I don't know. But because yeah, we have US companies, Thai companies, Chinese companies, Hong Kong companies, doesn't matter. We have companies all over the world. We can give tax IDs for any country, but it seems like they really care about location more than country of company. But that's one of my struggles. And
Yeah, I
like Amazon, I can open up a US store and sell in US from Thailand and it's okay.
think what it cares about is like the where the company is open, it should sell to the people in that country. And for the live stream location, sometimes even if it can flag that it's from this like another country, but if the follower base is strong enough, and if the follower base is in the correct country,
Okay.
then it's good. Then it's all good because there's one very big creator, like the Thailand's top creator, and she went to Korea to
Okay.
live about the K beauty product, but her follower base in Thailand is very strong. Even if she live from there, the viewers still from Thailand.
Okay.
Yes. So there's a case like that as well.
Okay. I'll have to try again. And I want to do, maybe I have to just do, I'm not so shy. Maybe I should just do it, be the live streamer. I was just trying to put other video on there, but maybe I do a channel. So
I
there's
think
like a,
out next month I will go to Chiang Mai. We can do
oh,
it
yeah, let's do it.
together.
I have to do it. So yeah, let's do it. Yeah, feeling old lately. Like I said, 13 years on this podcast, and feel like a lot of our listeners are similar. People I talk to were still like struggling with this live commerce. I feel like it's a younger thing, right? I don't know if you have demographics, or maybe talk about who you're working with. Is it you, young brands, new brands, established brands? Who has the most success, and like what's working?
I would say that what works, it depends on the consistency. It depends on whether the viewers in that market can remember you or not. And the way that we recommend for all like sellers or creators that would wanted to be serious on live commerce is to go live in the consistent way. So for example, like if you go live on the certain date, like on Wednesday, every 8 p.m., for example, then you just come back on the same date and same time.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the main part. Because to assess whether a live is the successful one or not, from the platform perspective, we look at the watch duration of the users, whether that live is like catchy enough for the users to watch it for the long time. So that's why if you go live on the same date and same time, it will make the followers and the people remember you and has higher chance to engage in your life more.
Got it. Okay. Next month, I can talk a little bit. Maybe it should be Global from Asia. We do these Tuesdays, 10 a.m. Hong Kong time for 13 years on the show. Actually, we did a Global from Asia live before in Hong Kong on Facebook Live. I don't even think TikTok existed then. That was 2016 or 17. People were liking it. I had a studio set up. We had like guests, and we live streamed on Facebook. And there was people watching, and we had it like consistency. But yeah, like that makes sense. I agree with that. And then, sorry, I'm blanking a little bit, but I don't want to go off too specific for like my mind, but it's so, and then you get affiliates, right? But then I guess everybody always thinks you got to pay them up front, and there's always these kind of people, brands or sellers, we feel like these creators. And I've had actually bad experiences, to be honest with you, where I paid people and I've given free products, and a lot of my other friends that are sellers do that too. And then the creator never replies. The creator takes 1 or 2 months. I have quite a few campaigns like this, and so much work. And then you have a full, and I know there's these AI softwares that can do this automatically, I guess, but it's like all this communication and then payments. Usually, like you said earlier, affiliate, but of course, sellers always want. If I could just pay commission only, I'll get everybody, I want as many as possible, but don't they want money up front?
Yeah, so I think this is the very classic problem
Yeah.
for the sellers across like all the regions. Yeah, and yeah, so I think when we take a look at like how do we work with the affiliate creators, it needs some like systematic way to work with them. So I think for me, I separated it into three main parts. The first one is the creator acquisition to source the right creator. And the second part is the creator incubation, where we already gain like large pool of the right creator who produce the content for us, and we incentivize them to do more consistently. And the third part is like when we already have enough assets from these creator and we scale them through the ads. Yeah, so I think the first part is still the pain point for the sellers that like, oh, how can we find the right creator who we don't need to pay much upfront money and they still like produce the content for us? So the first thing is like to not source creator based on the number of followers and the aesthetic of their profile, because it's not the metric that shows the success of the creator, right? We should take a look at their historical GMV instead. To take a look at, let's say, last 30 days, did they produce the affiliate sales for the product in the same category as ours? So that's the first thing to do. Yeah, to source the creator based on GMV. And another thing is like to send them the right pitching message, to give them the right incentive. The thing that they care about. And with that, we also need to still we need to outreach a lot of creators, yeah, to make the coverage like wide first. And after that, like once they start producing the content for us, then we start to do the program to incentivize these creators to do more and more.
Awesome. I love the word incubator. There's lots of different ways that word can be used. So I could say my mind is even GlobalMation has had a somewhat of an incubator. I think it's even on our website. We've helped a couple of people start brand e-commerce brands, and that's happened quite a few times now in the 13 years. The other way is even some people in our masterminds and coming to our summits here, they find a not yet famous or not even existing creator, and they give them a job and they say, work for me, I'll pay you a base and I'll help get your setup of equipment and help build up your channel or your shop, but you sell my products. That's what I'm thinking, what you mean by incubator, like you help partner with them almost and grow them to help grow you. Is that what you mean?
Yes. So it's like we support them in some way. In exchange for them to produce the content for our product in their own channel. And the support that I'm talking about, it can be like in many aspects. Yeah, it can be like the discount that we only give to this creator specifically. It can be the ads that the seller give to that creators, like boosting their content. And yeah, it can be other like incentive or other programs, other campaigns that will give the creator the physical prize or like some exciting trips. Yeah, it can be like a lot of the mechanics and incentive that we can work with those creators.
Great. And we got about five or so more minutes, 5, 10 minutes. The thoughts in my mind are, would I fi I'd find probably US-based creators. I live here in Thailand. A lot of our community, like I was talking to a seller today in Bali, selling in the US. Where you're in Bangkok, are you working with Thai creators? Is that for the Thai market in Korea, international, China, US, or does it? I feel like it has to matter, right? Because you got to get a pool of creators for your target market, right? That must be the first part of your three steps, right? You find them, incubate them, scale them is what FUS find FIS fit find incubate scale.
Yes,
Some
yes.
kind of, I like to think of some kind of acronym. So you find them, but you got to find them, right? So is that what you help brands with and your role or your
Yes. So actually, for sellers, if it's like the small shop and we don't want to use the agency, right? If we want to save cost, so we can go into the seller center, like the TikTok seller center, and to source the affiliate creators who sell on like our niche. And it also tell you the GMV that those creators can produce in the last 30 days. So it's something that every sellers can find on their own. But if the sellers wanted the creator to be like more specific or like very specific on the previous GMV of the creators or other characteristic, then it's better to use the agency.
Makes sense.
Yes.
And yeah, I feel like probably a lot of our listeners are smaller brands, 6 figure, 7 figure, maybe eight figure. We always say that in the space, like maybe in the millions, like either close to millions or low millions yearly USD revenue. So they probably agencies, I feel like at least 2,000 US a month, 3,000 US a month, probably fix something like that from my memories. And then, so I guess people probably might do it on their own with your marketplace and then test out these Like you said, invite them correctly, incentivize them, incubate them. It just seems like so much work. I feel like it's also just seems like so much work, right? Compared to, I guess I'm spoiled. Like I'm an eBay seller, I'm a Shopify, WordPress, Amazon. Like people search, they find my thing, they like it, they buy it, right? This seems like a lot more work.
Yeah.
It's true, or am I not? Like, we're late. The
Actually,
dream of me is I can be in Thailand with my family, making money online. Like, here, I feel like I'm finding them, I'm inviting them, incentivizing them, managing them, right? Is it, I know you probably, as an owner, maybe I don't do, I can have somebody on my team or agency do it, but it just seems like a lot. Can they come to you, or I always have to find them? Do they come to me?
I think if we have the right system in place, it won't be a lot, it won't be that much work that you imagine. Yeah, so for creator, mostly it will be like we go find them, but it will be in the mass scale. And after they have already produced the content for us and we entering the incubation phase, it's still in the mass scale.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's, let's say we reach out to 100 creators and only 30 produce the content for us. Then we only incubate and give the incentive to these 30 creators. Yeah. And there's a way to identify the creator and make the system more of the scale we manage.
Got it. Got it.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I don't want to make it sound, but it. Yeah, like I think this is, I don't know, you're at the summit talking to this. So I feel like people are always overwhelmed. What are some last tips? And then we'll also mention we'll have a member call with some of our VIPs soon and some other and other programs. I'm really excited to work with you more, Jane, but maybe some last tips. I know it's a little bit over our scheduled time here, but if I can squeeze some more things out of you. Last tips.
Yeah, I think the last tips, it will be the it's like the fundamental to be successful in TikTok shop. It's more number of content, more content diligence always leads to higher sales. This is the thing that always been true, right? Yeah, so just like produce more content in the systematic way, and being consistent, either it's video or live stream,
Okay.
and just for video, just starting with the hook and end it with the call to action.
Got it.
Yeah. And for a live stream, we do it in cadence. So because the people who watch the live stream, normally they don't watch more than 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
With 1 minute, it's already like a lot for a live stream. Yeah, so that's why when you do live stream, you don't need to think about what to say like in an hour long, right? You just think about what to say in 15 minutes and just repeat them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So,
Interesting.
yeah.
I'll have
So,
to try. I have to try. I did Facebook Live, like I said. I can't believe it, like 10 years ago or 9 years ago. I could even send you the videos. We also recorded them and I saved them. I don't think I put them on a podcast, but I think I put them on a TV. I had a separate column on the site. It's buried now. But yeah, this has been fun, Jane. I'm really happy to get you on the show, and then we'll put on a show notes for those interested. If you're in the members program or came to the summit, we'll have one, and we'll also have a couple others. A salary community manager is also a good person to talk to if you know her, if you're listening. And then, Jane, what are some ways to work? I know TikTok must be so many people trying to work with your company and you. Is there ways they could do business with you if they're interested or?
Yeah, so for me, I work as the affiliate incubation manager. So I work with the creators in Thailand. So if you're interested in growing in Thailand with the Thai affiliate creators, you can also talk to me. And also if you are interested in like growing the creator program, even if it's not in Thailand, can also come talk to me as well. Because actually this playbook, it's universal. So we also learn from them. Yeah, also. So I think all of the region, we use quite the same playbook to grow.
Nice. I'm excited. Thanks for sharing, Jane, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Mike.
Wow, Mike, game-changing stuff. In 2026, embracing creators isn't optional. It's the path to freedom from ad dependency. Your thoughts?
Spot on, Lisa. We've covered the creator shift before, but Jane breaks it down with real tactics. Plus that live webinar follow-up for deeper dives, details in show notes.
Yes. Join the new GFAVIP club at club.gfavip.com for the session and community perks.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Forge your own path.
To get more info about running an international business, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.